As people around the country protest the killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other unarmed Black Americans killed by police, another case of alleged police brutality is emerging in Tallahassee, Florida. Tony McDade was a Black transgender man who was shot and killed by police in Florida just 2 days after Floyd's death in Minneapolis. And although details about McDade's death are still developing, according to the police, McDade was a suspect in a stabbing that took place earlier that day. Neighbors, however, dispute the police's story, saying that officers gave no warning before firing on McDade. But unlike other high-profile police killings of Black Americans, the McDade case has yet to make national headlines, which some transgender activists say is an example of the lack of attention to the violence transgender people face in this country. Here to share their thoughts with us is Nala Simone Toussaint, a member of the National Black Justice Coalition's Black Trans Advisory Council. Nala, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Ash Stevens, Policy Coordinator at the Transgender Law Center. Ash, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Nala, from what you've seen in news reports and in the larger sort of societal response to McDade's death, how does this fit into a pattern of violence against Black trans people?
Well, oftentimes, how this fits into just my lived experience, but particularly about what we notice around Black trans lives, is that oftentimes is not honored. I mean, during our life on this earth and after, right? So, like, for example, after the news of Tony McDade, we see Tony McDade being misgendered by news coverage, right? Our stories often go uncovered. Our lives often go unhonored. And so when we think about what's currently going on as we are talking about Black lives and really centering about our voices need to be heard and that there needs to be justices, Black trans individuals oftentimes still do not feel connected enough to feel protected in the movement. So oftentimes what we find while we're marching with folks and fighting for all Black lives, Black trans individuals still feel like their lives are not valued or even protected. And so when we're thinking about a movement and how we're moving forward, Black trans folks want to know that they are protected and they're safe and that their lives are valued.
Ash, what can you tell us about police brutality in the, or against, I should say, the Black trans community?
Yeah, I think, you know, things are complicated. And I think because our lives are so complicated because of the ways that folks have been extremely marginalized. And so multiple sort of forces are converging when police brutality like comes upon us. So there's often this narrative that like we deserved something, or, you know, we provoked something or something like that. And those are all structural forces that we see converged a lot, right? A lot of folks may be experiencing like homelessness or whatever the case may be. And then those things are used against us when something happens to us. Also, obviously, with targeting that happens because of both being Black, both being trans, and then, you know, any other sort of like identity that pops up that leaves us most vulnerable. I think we're in a really vulnerable position, and that leads to both targeting and experiences with police, and then the police then use that as a way to say that we either deserve something or we provoked something, you know, and ultimately that says again, you know, that our lives, you know, just don't matter.
Nala, why haven't we heard more about Tony McDade's story?
That's a great question. And I think when we think about why we haven't heard Tony McDade's stories and many other stories like Tony McDade, I think about the quality of life. I think about the ecosystem currently where folks who hold multiple identities, such as being Black and trans and a faith, whatever it may be, that oftentimes the ecosystem isn't supporting us, right? So when we go through government, right? Policies, legislation, that's not, legislators are not supporting us in ways that is affirming, right? When we think about schools, we often see bullying, school pushout, workforce and discrimination, harassment, right? Then when we go to housing, we know and for sure, there's no way that anyone can say that we do not see homeless folks or folks experiencing homelessness. Then when we go to healthcare, far often we see HIV, we see lack of not getting support for our journeys, right? And gender-affirming care, hospitals, when we have folks going to hospital that they're misgendered. Then when we look at community, this is a huge part because community is supposed to be a village and supposed to uphold people. We often see families not supporting their children. And so then we see the cycle of them being pushed out and not getting the love that they need, right? Then when we think about safety in itself, violence, even the conversation of addressing the violence often go unnoticed or are uplifted.
Ash, you've had your own experiences with the police. Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences as a Black trans man and how that's been for you?
So my experiences have varied, especially because my sort of own personal journey and what I call my transition, I know a lot of folks will use different words for that, has sort of varied. But yeah, I've experienced, you know, just being in neighborhoods, all kinds of neighborhoods, and being targeted, you know, for no reason. And this is either being, you know, because I'm a young Black person. And so that's happened like throughout my life. I think what has been different, I think, post my own, you know, sort of journey with my own gender as a trans man now, what happens is that there is sort of an explicit way that police are interacting with me as like a Black man that feels still sort of new. And it feels very deliberate. And I think trans people experience that same thing. Black trans people experience that same thing.
Ash Stevens is the policy coordinator at the Transgender Law Center, and Nala Simone Toussaint is a member of the National Black Justice Coalition's Black Trans Advisory Council. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
We know conversations about violence against people in the LGBTQ community can be difficult. If you're struggling, call the Trevor Project hotline at 1-866-488-7386.